Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Hoppy, this is Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Ah, hello there. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you the next hour. Leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We are heard every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time on zradiolive.com. We are on the Quad Pod Network at qodpod.com/RyanHoppy. And for all the info, RyanHoppyRadio.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe that grinds in life. I see you out there working your 9 to 5. I see you out there getting your Wawa coffee at 7 in the morning and listening to my show to make time go by.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
So the best part about this show is I am the authority on all things celebrity news. But we'll get to that later. We'll get to the celebrity news in a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about Gabby, and I don't want to go too deep into it because I have other things to talk about, and it's very heartbreaking. And the other thing that's really irritating is everyone's treating this poor dead girl like a sport. All the true crime fans out there, like, I'm seeing all these podcasts and they're treating it like they're talking about one of the cold cases from the 80s. I'm like, back the fuck up, please. Let the authorities deal with it. The authorities have done a lot of dumb things, like letting Brian escape. Authorities have done a lot of dumb things, like not splitting them up and doing more when they were on the side of the road. But the authorities, at the end of the day, are the authorities. That's why they're the authority. They have a small dick, and they want to be really cool. So they solve crimes. Let them do it. You don't need some bratty trust fund Gen Zer with a true crime podcast explaining, oh, this is how it should go. You don't know anything. You know nothing. You host a true crime podcast, at least on this show.
Hoppy
Hour. I don't really claim to know anything. I know I just said I'm the authority on all things celebrity news, but I'm joking around. I'm not being serious. And then all these comments too, like, why didn't she leave him? I don't know. I've never been in an abusive relationship, but I don't think you just go, bye. See, I think there's a lot of manipulation, especially because Brian's a psychopath. I think there's a lot of things that go into it. Oh, but you're quick to judge someone's character and them not leaving a relationship, even though you've never met her, you knew nothing about the fucking case, and you guys are nothing but a bunch of hacks with no life, and you're miserable with your life. So you get into true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries because you want to escape your life, and you feel good that you're alive and she's dead. Enough of you. It's one thing to like true crime, I get it, but like, it's very insensitive to her father, who I can imagine is going through so much pain wanting to murder Brian, and her mother and her stepfather, who are going through pain, and you got all these jamokes out there, oh, we got a true crime podcast. Fuck you. And if I had a radio show, these words don't represent my job, whatever the hell I do on the side. I get it. I'm swearing a little bit. If I was on the radio, which the show will be on the radio, it will dominate any market. I will not swear if I'm on the radio. But I'm very heated up about this. And if you are treating this like a sport or like an anime or like a fantasy game, then you're really morbid and I don't want to be friends with you. I don't want you to listen to my show. If you are honestly out there critiquing it and like writing blogs about it and writing podcasts, I would rather never make it in radio. If my whole audience out there is truly into true crime and you're getting so into this Gabby Petito case, get out. Don't listen to me.
While law enforcement officers and FBI agents continue to look for any bit of evidence leading to the disappearance of Gabby Petito, a newly unsealed search warrant just revealed an odd text message she sent, which is slated as her final bit of communication.
And then here's the thing, too. Like, I get that the text they're about to read was from her, but it was from Brian. Like, I get that it's from her phone, but like the media is doing all this to protect Brian. Why are we protecting Brian? Why did we let Brian escape? Why did the cops let Brian go? Why is Brian, where the fuck is this dude? And now we might be listening to this on, let's say, today is September 21st at 8:39 p.m. So maybe Brian gets caught. But it just seems like Brian is a privileged white dude who's been allowed to do whatever he wants. And it's really fucking infuriating.
Let's break it down.
The hunt for answers regarding the disappearance and reported death of travel vlogger Gabby Petito continues. But new findings suggest that she may not have been the one to issue those final text messages from her cell phone.
Yeah, the text message they're about to read, there's no doubt in my mind Gabby didn't write this. I've looked at Gabby's social media, watched some of the videos. Very well spoken. The text that is probably from Brian after he killed her, it's kind of like what a dude writes. It's like women are so elegant in the way they write things and so magical and wordsy. And then dudes are like, the text you're about to see, you're going to see what I'm saying.
In case you haven't been keeping up with the tragedy surrounding Gabby after she embarked on a road trip with her fiancé Brian Laundry and suddenly disappeared, we covered the story in depth, so we'll link the story for you above. An autopsy on the body that was found in the Bridger Teton National Forest in Wyoming is set to be conducted today, just 2 days after the FBI revealed that it is consistent with the description of Gabby. While Gabby's parents are continuing to work with police and provide any evidence that could help solve this mystery, a new report has just been submitted by police who revealed that mysterious activity has now come from Gabby's phone.
Okay, we'll find out what's on Gabby's phone, but first, I don't even know like what you do if you're the parents or if you're anybody that knows Gabby. Like, I lost one of my friends, Sean Cirilli, to COVID last month, Reezy. And like, I was awfully depressed. Like, I went off the wagon and like not working out. I was drinking more. Like, can you imagine? Like, you don't even know where your friend or your daughter is. Oh, but let's treat this like a sport. Fuck you.
In an unsealed Florida search warrant that authorities used to search a hard drive from Gabby's van, a mysterious text message was found, which police believe to be the last form of communication Gabby sent to anyone.
She didn't write this text message.
The text message was sent to her mother, Nicole Schmidt, on August 27th that read, "Can you help Stan? I just keep getting his voicemails and missed calls." Nicole revealed that Gabby's grandfather is named Stan. However, the text was suspicious as she revealed that Gabby never calls him Stan.
Not laughing at the situation, just laughing how this is Brian that sent us, because it just feels like everybody's protecting Brian. It's weird. I get innocent until proven guilty. I get it. But
warrant officer Daniel Alix said the mother was concerned that something was wrong with her daughter. This is the last communication anyone had with the subject. He continued to say in a statement, her cell phone was no longer operational and she stopped posting anything on social media about their trip. Per her family, this was not normal behavior for the subject and they became more worried about her. The warrant officer also added that her phone had been turned off for about 15 days, leading up to his September 15 warrant. The detective wrote in the warrant that Gabby and her mother exchanged many texts and calls leading up to her disappearance, and that during these conversations, there appeared to be more and more tension between her and Laundry. Aside from the text messages, a 911 call has been released and reveals that a witness saw Brian physically slap Gabby during an altercation prior to her disappearance, which is initially what led to police pulling the couple over.
We drove by and the gentleman was slapping the girl.
He was slapping her?
Yes, and then we stopped. They ran up and down the sidewalk.
Gabby was reported missing by her family on September 11, almost 3 months after she left for her trip with Brian. A license plate reader located the couple's Ford Transit van entering back into Northport, Florida on September the 1st at around 10 a.m. However, Brian's family says they have not seen him since September 14th. Although Brian has been labeled as a person of interest in the case, Detective Alix cleared up confusion, explaining that he is currently not wanted for a crime until they can prove otherwise. As of yesterday, police conducted a search at Brian's parents' home where he and Gabby resided, and after 8 hours, the search was completed, but no additional information.
So this video failed to provide that one of her last texts, the one that I was talking about. No service in Yosemite. It's the most dude text ever. It sounds like me sending a text to my mom, like, no service in the middle of Florida. Talk to you soon. Like, no girl writes that bad of a text message. Like, that shows how much of a dope her boyfriend is. Like, he's not even trying to text like she would text. He's texting like a dude, using the word stan that she never used, using the word no service in Yosemite. But then again, we're also talking about a psychopath that murdered somebody. I don't know. If there's any more news, like if she gets found or whatnot, I'll talk about it. But man, I want to begin with that and I don't want to exploit it. I truly feel bad for you out there. Insert true crime fan. If you were really getting into it and doing blogs about it and that, like, I really, really deep down in the deepest part of my heart, I really feel bad for you. Because if that was your daughter or your sibling or your friend or whatnot, whatever, you wouldn't really want other people analyzing things. Oh, and then the thing, oh, well, she was bipolar. Yeah, I mean, I have too. Wow. You're really one to judge. Oh, but she had a comment. She was bipolar. Nah. I've just read so many horrendous opinions on the internet that I'm just like, it makes me sad. Like, I get it. You can sit behind a keyboard and run your fucking mouth like the biggest little pussy that you are. I get it. But some of these opinions, man, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, get away from me. And if you are offended by this segment or it bothers you or whatnot, don't ever listen to me again.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. And at FitSageFitness.com, you can sign up for his classes and much, much more. And when you tell him that I sent you, he will hook you up.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to tear up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my boss.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Live from St. Petersburg, Florida, you're tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too. We'll be right back.
Hour rallying to her defense after a slew of internet trolls harshly body shamed her from paparazzi photos that have since gone viral. So,
oh, I'm sure she's so grateful for the fans that she's never going to meet that are obsessed with her. I recently did something. Since I get so into celebrities on here and I'm really into sports and I'm really into like hip hop, I was following all my favorite celebrities and I was getting really sad comparing my life to them, and I unfollowed every celebrity ever, and it's been really, really healthy. And I think all these fans, I think it's great that you're a Selena Gomez fan. Wrong button. I think it's great that you're a Selena Gomez fan. Oh, you're so noble and cool. No, but seriously, I mean, it's cool that you're a fan and you're cool that you're defending all the body shamers and that, but like, you're not going to ever meet her. She's never going to get sore from patting you on the back going, oh, thank you, buddy, old pal. Selena Gomez, fan 1, 2, 3. Oh, you saved my life.
So let's get into this.
Please.
Time and time again, celebrities in the public eye are being scrutinized and picked apart for simply just being human.
Yeah, yeah. And then celebrities pick apart our lives by bragging about how great their opinions are.
This time around, Selena Gomez fans have had it with the shaming and are...
They just can't take it anymore. They've had enough. How are you going to sleep at night?
Are coming to her defense after a series of paparazzi photos of Selena surfaced online as she and her mother Mandy stepped out for lunch at Cactus Taqueria in Los Angeles.
That sounds delicious.
The unedited photos in question feature Sel fresh-faced with no makeup while donning a gray cropped sweater and black pants.
Honestly, that sounds pretty sexy. I don't always need my woman to be dressed up. That average look, not, that's the wrong word to use there. Never mind.
And for privacy reasons, we wanted you to be aware that we won't be showing them here today.
Oh, then let's not talk about it because I don't really care anymore. We're going to protect her honor. Oh, cool. Clever news. You'll be the first one to get the inside scoop on her because you didn't show the pictures on your video. Oh, you guys are so noble. Let's bow down to you and clap for you. Oh, clever news. We're not going to show the pictures. We're better than you. Oh, shut up.
Kim Kardashian caught up with Ellen DeGeneres and dished on all new details of sister Kourtney and Travis Barker's relationship.
And how freaky they are. I'm starting to believe that they're overcompensating a little bit too much. Oh, look at us. We're making out because we're edgy and wild. A double yuck.
And she told us what she really thinks about their over-the-top PDA.
Yeah. I bet they do some freaky things in the bedroom. Like, I don't see Travis Barker just being a guy that just bangs out Kourtney and watches Sports Center. I see him enjoying a little fun. Yeah. I just picture it. And he's just like, help me, I'm tied up. No, make more music.
Let's get into it.
We've seen the photos. We've been at a complete loss for words, but...
Really? Were you at a complete loss of words because celebrities are making up? Man, I feel bad for you.
Deep down, we're collectively happy for Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, who appear to be over the moon in love.
Oh, because they're posting pictures of them making up, we know every single aspect of the romance of Kourtney Kardashian, almost forgot the name there, and Travis Barker, wouldn't be the first time. Oh, because Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are making out, that means everything's perfect in the relationship and they're not forcing it at all.
While fans aren't typically used to seeing this type of behavior coming from Kourtney, we're
midlife crisis!
Not gonna lie, the excessive PDA has taken a bit of getting used to.
It doesn't bother me, I just go about my day.
With that said, it's no question fans have many thoughts on the matter, but when it comes to Court's own family, we've been dying to know what they think.
Have we? I've been dying to figure out how to get full-time in radio. I've been dying to figure out how to make it in life. I'm not sitting around going, how's their relationship going? I mean, I know I'm talking about it right now, but still.
Kim Kardashian is here to spill the beans as a new episode of The Ellen DeGeneres Show aired on Thursday. So
you're basically just on the top of a mountain screaming to everybody, oh, you went on The Ellen DeGeneres Show in 2021? Oh, that sounds relevant.
Oh. Which the PDA was addressed. When Ellen asked about some of the family's new relationships, Kim admitted that because they haven't been filming their former reality show, or much of anything for that matter, mm-hmm. she said relationships, more specifically Courtney and Travis's, have been able to blossom.
Yeah. Yeah, blossom over here.
But every time you see them, they're making out.
Yeah. Ellen, you're just jealous that people are in love and you're a sociopath and you're incapable of loving anything.
But that's what they do, you know, yeah. And it's so cute. And yeah. I love love. So yeah. I love them.
Fans- so weird to think that I've seen that girl give someone a blowjob.
Might recall that Courtney and Travis have been neighbors for upwards of 10 years, and it seems fate brought them together, as these two are clearly inseparable.
What's the catch here? How is this gonna end? Just took a nice deep sip of this adrenaline shock performance energy drink, which I got for a dollar at Dollar Tree, and it's really good. Problem is right now it's 8:54 and I'm not even halfway done with this show. Oh, good for you guys. So what I'm saying is this. I'm going to be very hyper later, but it's worth it because I am putting on an entertaining podcast for all of you. Back to the clip.
One person who isn't a fan of the consistent PDA is Courtney's ex-boyfriend and father of her children, Scott Disick, who DM'd a photo of her and Travis to Court's other ex, Eunice Benjima, completely trash-talking her.
What a loser, dude. Scott Disick is just one of those spoiled trust fund babies with no talent. So basically, all of Hollywood.
He wrote, yo, is this chick okay? Bro, like, what is this? In the middle of Italy?
And it shows her just making out with Travis as she's sitting on top of him on top of a yacht. Oh, nice.
Alongside a photo of Courtney and Travis vacationing, to which Eunice responded back saying, doesn't matter to me as long as she's happy.
Yeah. Because he's a normal guy. Scott is a weird, weird dude.
P.S. I ain't your bro.
Once again, press the wrong button. I ain't your bro. That's funny.
Eunice then exposed Scott's DM on his own story for the world to see, writing, keep the same energy you had about me publicly, privately. Something tells us that day was the day that Scott learned an awfully big lesson.
That had to be awkward. Courtney calls him. Hi, can you not do that? I know you're weird and obsessed with me, but still.
Meanwhile, it seems Courtney and Travis were completely unfazed as he later shared a laughing emoji while Courtney reportedly posted a Bible verse.
I did. If you would have told me they would end the sentence with the Kardashians, you know, just sharing a Bible verse, I just really caught me off guard. I would have think it would have been like a Drake quote or something, not a Bible verse.
Thing tells us that day was the day that Scott learned an awfully big lesson.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it seems Courtney and Travis were completely unfazed as he later shared a laughing emoji while Courtney reportedly posted a Bible verse.
Yeah. Oh God.
As for the future of the family's reality TV stint, not long before the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians was announced, it was confirmed that they would be taking their family shenanigans to Hulu.
Remember when people actually thought they were going to go away? Not a chance. They're like cockroaches. They suck on things and don't go away.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I'm proud of myself for that one. I think cockroaches suck on things.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. That's about it. I'll give you more info. Why not? If you live in Florida, go to TampaBayHotSauce.com and it has all the locations of where you can get the best hot sauce in all of the whole world. But if you don't live in Tampa, you don't live in Florida, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack. Go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, order it online, And when you get that nice hot sauce, tag me at Ryan Hoppy Radio and at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I got PhDs in 4 scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Promoting the birth of his debut album with a fake pregnancy, but now with a video of him having contractions and a full-on baby shower, some people think he's taking it too far. You guys, we have to get into this.
Okay. The people that probably are offended by a rapper being shocking are probably masculine dudes that think they need Magnums and they drive Hummers. Yeah.
Humble.
Wrong button. And, man, I am not killing it today with the wrong button. And they drive Hummers. There we go. They overcompensate. Heaven forbid an African male. Heaven forbid an African-American gay male does something shocking. I'm threatened by it for some reason. Because I don't agree with my sexuality and I'm in denial. A good riddance.
As fans know, Lil Nas X recently shared an exclusive and fake maternity shoot with People magazine in honor of being pregnant with his debut album, Montero, set to drop tonight.
I mean, it worked. Everybody out there, hey, Lil Nas X, you're just giving him free publicity, you dummies.
The shoot had some pretty mixed reviews.
Conservatives were not digging it. They're just jealous that he's having nice, fun gay sex. And you ain't doing anything but your boring life that you don't care about because you're in the closet. I'm just saying.
But man. Lil Nas is not one to back down from controversy or creativity.
Yeah.
Now he's sharing a behind-the-scenes look at his super luxe baby shower just hours before his bundle of joy arrives. In the video promo for his album, you can see an excited Lil Nas arriving at his super lush baby shower, only to realize that no one on the guest list actually showed up. The Instagram caption for the video, Lil Nas X wrote, quote, "Spent hours setting up for my baby shower and no one showed up. Truly heartbreaking.
Got it.
Lucky for Lil Nas, those who didn't RSVP yes did still send gifts." In the video, you can see gifts from Doja Cat, yeah. Elton John, Megan Thee Stallion, and Miley Cyrus, who were all featured on the album. And if a super luxurious baby shower for his album wasn't already just a little over the top, Lil Nas also took to Instagram to share a video of himself having pregnancy contractions.
He's just trolling the world.
I think the baby's coming.
Oh, God.
Wow. Now, some fans praise Lil Nas for his genius album marketing. We're talking about it right now, right?
Yeah.
Like this user who tweeted, "I can't get over how much Lil Nas X is a self-promo genius." Adding, "Anyone doing a marketing major should actually pull out a pen and paper and start taking extensive notes."
But the problem is the people that are taking notes are smart people, and the people that are offended are homophobic losers, so they wouldn't have the mindset to learn from him because they're threatened. Oh, no. A proud, smart, handsome African-American homosexual male is being himself? No! Oh, shut up.
But all right, let's start this one off with Selena Gomez because she is taking being spontaneous to a new level.
What? Oh, wow. She's not talking about Bieber for once?
A TikTok video shared by her friends Avery Tucker and Harmony Chividad, the singer showed off her new helix piercing, which she just so happened to get after a failed...
Oh, quarter life crisis. I got a piercing! I'm a new woman!
...trip to Build-A-Bear Workshop. Yeah. The TikTok video showed Sel dressed in a light pink flowy dress with a matching mask as she casually talked to the esthetician while getting a piercing in her left ear.
Got it.
Is it weird? I kind of want to see at least what the Build-A-Bear would have looked like.
Funny.
But speaking of Selena Gomez, during the Met Gala this week, some of her fans camped out on the red carpet and very obnoxiously chanted Sel's name at Hailey and Justin Bieber. Well, this
losers. Oh, you're so cool.
This did not sit too well with Hailey's cousin, Ireland. Ireland Baldwin, as she swiftly came to her cousin's defense. Ireland commented on one of the videos of the ordeal and said, they are one of the happiest and most in love couples I've ever gotten the chance to.
Oh, that's just. because they totally. Oh, yeah, Hailey Bieber's not a side chick at all. She totally waited until he was done banging Selena to start banging him. They're a relationship of integrity.
To be around. They don't care about them. For those who.
They do care about a lot of things because they're always having to show us how amazing they are.
Don't know the long history between Justin and Selena. The two dated on and off for almost 10 years before officially splitting in 2018. However, some fans either seem to still not have accepted this or they just love trolling Hailey and JB.
I don't get this accepted. Like, it has nothing to do with you. You don't know them. You're a loser.
Either way, according to Ireland, the couple is unfazed by these shenanigans.
Oh, yeah, because they're telling us they're unfazed. We're just going to believe them.
And staying on the Met Gala, we have got exclusive details on Rihanna and A$AP Rocky's appearance on the red carpet.
I don't care. Wow, you wore a really outgoing, crazy shirt at the red carpet. Wow, you're so crazy. You paid $40,000 to go to a Met Gala. A lot of those outfits I've seen the same people wearing them in Ybor City. Whoa.
Blossom. But okay, now on to Lil Nas X, because he is not backing down from any critics today. While on The Breakfast Club to promote his second album, Montero, the Old Town Road star responded to...
Oh, stop it with the Old Town Road. Industry, baby. Montero. What? It's 3 years ago.
People alleging that he is not a good role model for children.
No celebrities are good role models. We don't know them. We don't know who these people are.
A simple response, Lil Nas X said, F your kids. And acknowledged that people only get the chance to live one life, so he's not going to pander to anybody's children.
That's a good point. More celebrity news, man.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news and entertainment, and we're going to start this one off with another remake that no one asked for. And
no one asked for your opinion. Answer mine.
That is The Bodyguard. Entertainment Tonight confirmed that Tony-nominated playwright Matthew Lopez has been hired to pen a reimagining of the 1992 film, which famously starred Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner.
Are there any original ideas left? Can we have anything? Can anything that was good please be sacred and not touched? Oh my God, remake after remake. No, it's gonna be good this time.
So far, no cast has been set for the remake, but Lizzo has already thrown her name into the ring.
Of course she is. Lizzo wishes she had 1/1,000,000th of the talent. Actually, that's even too low. 1/1,000,000th of the talent of Whitney Houston. Ugh. Don't even, it's nothing to do with the weight. It's the personality and the talent level. Sounds nothing like Whitney. Not even close to being as talented.
You might remember the film's iconic soundtrack that featured classics such as I Will Always Love You, which went...
Oh, but it's no Men Gotta Be Great.
on to sell over 8 million copies nationwide. Mm-hmm. All right, but switching gears now, the Met Gala caused a bit of a stir this week, and surprisingly, yeah. one of those things was about vaccination. Uh-huh. Bella Hadid missed this year's event and was notably MIA from New York Fashion Week.
No, Bella Hadid didn't go, no!
Runways, and after Nicki Minaj went on her little rant about the Met.
Yeah, she's a little smart one right there. She got a PhD in the back door.
Vaccine requirement, some fans speculated that Bella didn't get her shot either.
Oh, whatever. Well, can you imagine caring? No, me neither.
The model wasted no time disputing those rumors, and she posted a photo to her Instagram story of her seemingly receiving the vaccine.
Got it.
The photo had a text written over it that said, "For anyone concerned with a black heart." Mm-hmm. This screenshot also showed the date and revealed that Bella had gotten the jab back in August.
Yeah, I like the jab too.
Okay, but speaking of the vax, Wendy Williams has tested positive for the virus and—
No! No! Wendy got it. No, she's my favorite. I hope she does well.
And this has prompted the new season of her daytime talk show to be delayed to October.
No! Wendy's not coming back to October. How are we going to survive? Ugh, God. Hi, I'm Wendy Williams. I'm a bitch.
The show's official Instagram account shared a post yesterday, and they revealed that Wendy contracted a breakthrough case, which means that the TV personality got sick despite being vaccinated.
Yeah, sounds fun. Sounds about right.
The show account also shared that due to this, Wendy would need time to quarantine and fully recover.
Quarantine, such an old word. It's like March 2018.
Viral TikTok trend or criminal act? In this case, it's both, according to officials. Mm-hmm. Students across the country have been sharing what they call devious licks or diabolical licks that are wreaking havoc on schools.
What?
The viral videos depict as heroes the students who are stealing mirrors, crashing soap dispensers.
I was a nerd growing up. I had no friends. So now I got an authority trip and Magnum condoms.
And towels.
Yeah.
Stealing stalls.
Mm.
Theft and vandalism.
Yeah.
Really are a
I'm just jealous. I wasn't invited to any parties.
Service to the teachers and staff who really don't need another headache.
Oh,
they
no.
come back to school in the midst of a continuing pandemic.
And we don't need you, you're a headache.
We'd like to show you an example, but these videos are pretty hard to find because
it's not really, go to Reddit.
Even TikTok says it's a trend that needs to stop.
Yes, stop being crazy teenagers.
The company said on Twitter, "We're removing content and redirecting hashtags and search results to our community guidelines to discourage such behavior. Please be kind to your schools and teachers."
Yeah, yeah, got it. What a weird time we live in, man. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. We'll be right back.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. You can find them at 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg, Florida. You can call them at 727-821-4097. 727-821-4097. AmirAcademy.com. Classes are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. And I'm just telling you right now, man, he is the best.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Life expectancy of the average man is... Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
Is your significant other driving you nuts? The self-proclaimed expert Ryan Hoppy will listen to your problems at 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Unauthorized book, How to Save a Life, the inside story of Grey's Anatomy, Patrick allegedly terrorized the set of Grey's.
Wow, what a surprise. Seems like such a nice guy. He doesn't seem like a douche at all. Although every 40-year-old 12, 13 years ago loved the McSteamy scene.
At one point in the book, executive producer James D. Perry told the author he had this hold on the set where he knew he could stop production and scare people. Mm-hmm. The network and studio came down and we had sessions with them. Yeah. I think he was just done with the show. He didn't...
Well, the show went on way too long. It was like they were afraid to pull it off. It's like the hospital version of The Simpsons.
Like the inconvenience of coming in every day and working.
Oh, you have to work and make millions to portray a shitty actor on TV? Oh, what the... Hard life you live, buddy, you ungrateful douche.
He and Shonda were at each other's throats.
Mm.
Well,
oh, I'm sure it's all Patrick's fault.
I guess we know why his character was killed off in 2015.
True.
Spoiler alert. Moving on to Angelina Jolie because she has been showing...
Why? She's such a fun woman.
Her support for the U.S. gymnast during the Larry Nassar investigation. Recall Nassar is a convicted sex offender and was the team doctor for the United States women's national gymnastics team for eight.
I'm saying right now, like, we claim that we don't like pedophiles. We claim we're against them, but Larry Nassar is breathing. And all those girls' lives are not, like, completely ruined. They can go to therapy, but it's affected forever. I'm telling you right now, once you know the man did it, the pedophile, because there's no fixing them. It's what they're attracted to. They're losers. Electric chair. Fry that bitch. Bye, Larry Nassar. Burn in hell, even though it's probably not real. Burn, baby. Put that electricity through your veins and die, bitch.
Oh, but we gotta give them rights, because they're human beings who touch kids, but oh, they're human beings.
years. This week, U.S. gymnastics team members, including Allie Raisman and Michaela Maroney, testified at a Senate committee hearing about the FBI's poor handling of the case.
Wow, the FBI messed something up? Whoa, never happened before. Gabby Petito case, everything ever? The FBI, oh, they're such heroes.
On September 16th, Angelina posted a pic on Insta with some of the current and former Team USA stars and captioned it, "I was honored to meet with some of the brave U.S. gymnasts who appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday."
They are brave.
"I am in awe of their courage and commitment to preventing future failures to investigate abuse."
Usually, I don't like Angelina Jolie at all. I don't think she's likable. I don't think she's really that good of an actress. I don't think that she's that nice of a person. She's trying to keep her kids away from their father, but I applaud her on this.
Angelina also noted that she will be meeting with Washington, D.C. government officials.
I mean, I'll applaud her for this. I don't like giving her any credit. But when it comes to ending pedophilia and sexual assault, I'm all for it, Angelina. Now, never mind.
As well. She ended her post with the hashtag stop violence against women.
Round of applause.
Switching gears to actress Sarah Paulson, because for almost 10 seasons she has starred in American Horror Story, but now her run may be coming to a close.
Oh no.
During an interview on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, when asked what her next Ryan Murphy project might be, she said, "It's the first time in about 3 years where I don't know."
Oh, cool.
"I think this is my last season of Horror Story, probably. Oh, wow. I mean, I don't know.
Don't care.
Folks, if she leaves, we might have a real horror story on our hands. And lastly today, let's talk about actor Drake Bell.
Why? Speaking of someone who needs to... Never mind.
Recall that Drake and Josh Starr was sentenced to 2 years of probation and...
Such white privilege, too. Any average Joe from Largo does that. You get 2 years in prison and all that. Oh, you're Drake Bell.
200 hours of community service.
My girlfriend brought up a really good point before this, so I'm really good at getting listeners to give me their streaming password. So I have Paramount Plus, and I have Disney, and all of the Disney, oh, we're going to hide content from actors who are creeps, even though everybody at Disney's a creep. Not at all, kind of. But Paramount Plus is like, hey, Drake Bell's a pedophile, but Drake and Josh is a pretty good show. Watch it now, bitch.
After pleading guilty to attempted child endangerment.
Well, attempted, yeah, he's scumbag.
On September 16th, the actor took to Instagram to post a video of himself with an explanation for fans. To sum it up, he said, most of the news you've heard recently is entirely false and wrong. Drake said he responded to a fan without knowing their age, and when he learned their age, he ceased communication with the person.
That's not true. Then why are you on probation? Dumb fuck. I shouldn't be swearing. Again, if this was on the radio, I would not. I just will always call Drake Bell a dumb fuck. He's just a piece of garbage. Let's see this video he has. All right. This is from Instagram. This is great. It's at Drake Bell.
Hi, I'm Drake Bell. Not?
Oh, you're Drake Bell? Thank God. I thought you were some other hack pedophile actor.
Drake Campana. Soy Drake Bell, yo no soy Drake Campana. A lot of the news that you've been hearing, well, most of the news that you've heard recently is entirely false and wrong.
He's going with that because he's on probation and because he's white and privileged.
And I feel that you deserve and I owe you an explanation.
If you really owed us an explanation, you would tell us that you were trying to bang a 16-year-old and that you're going to go to therapy and improve your life. But by claiming this innocence because you're on probation, you're being a scumbag leech with the integrity of a turd.
I didn't change my name.
Oh.
Although I love and would love to, I've never moved to Mexico. I've never been a resident or a citizen of Mexico. I don't have a Mexican passport.
He's such a weird dude, man.
I didn't get arrested.
But then all child actors are.
Arrested. I didn't go to jail. I know that this has moved very quickly for you, but for...
Oh, we're so worried about if Drake Bell's a pedophile or not. We're just on our hands and knees. That's kind of weird to say. We're like, oh no, please, please be okay, Drake Bell, you sociopathic piece of garbage. Oh, I hope you're okay, bud.
For me, it's been a 3-year thorough investigation into every false claim that has been made. And it's
not... Imagine being the victim, too. You got this scumbag putting out his propaganda to the world. What a douche. You should run for president.
Me telling you that the claims are false, but the state of Ohio has proven the claims to be false.
Oh, did they?
If these claims were remotely true,
My
situation would be very different. I would not be here at home with...
You're a millionaire privileged hack actor. Of course you're going to get away with it.
My wife and my son.
Yeah.
But that being said,
I don't know what to say because I'm lying, so I'm trying to drag out. Shut up.
I'm not perfect, and I...
Oh, you're not? Oh, that's good to know.
I made mistakes.
What's the mistake? If you're innocent, what's the mistake? Huh?
To a fan whose age I didn't know, yet when I became aware of their age...
Yeah, so what happened when he became aware?
All conversation and communication stopped.
That's not what the screenshot said, bud.
This individual continued to come to shows and pay for meet and greets and...
Yeah, she's a fan dummy.
All while I was unaware that this was the same person I was communicating with online.
What a douchebag. Oh, God, I want to punch him in the face, man.
And that's what I pled guilty to. You know, it was reckless.
What are you saying? The drawn out, well,
irresponsible text messages. I want to make clear that there were no sexual.
You haven't been clear at all. Please be clear. You have not been clear at all during this whole thing, but now you're going to be clear. We got about a minute left on this clip. Please be clear, bud.
Messages. I want to make clear
what?
That there were no sexual images.
Okay.
Nothing physical between me and this.
But you were trying. You were grooming her. You creep.
This individual. I was not charged with anything physical.
I don't like how he says individual. Like he's above her and he's an elitist.
I was not charged with disseminating of photographs or images or anything like that.
It was going there, though. If you find out someone's underage and you're talking to them, man, you block.
This is strictly over text messages.
But tell us about these text messages, bud. Tell us. We're waiting.
And when I was presented with a plea deal.
Yeah.
Because of the messages.
Yeah. But what are these messages say? He's the best, man. Such a creep.
I felt that.
But because he's good looking and was on Drake and Josh, we give him a pass. But if he was some asswipe who was crossing the road in Largo jaywalking, we wouldn't give him a pass.
It was the best way to get this over quickly and for everybody.
But why do you need to get it over quickly? If you're so innocent, Drake, why do you have to get it over quickly? The law always proves, not really. The law is always correct, not really. But you would have won in court. They get their little hammer thing, whatever they use, the judges. You are innocent. And he gets out of there. If you were so innocent, you would do that? Mm-hmm.
But it involved to be able to move on and for me to get back to doing what I love. And that's making music for you.
Oh, thank God. I was worried when Drake's going to make his next song. Actually, the good Drake, not the heck. But then again, Drake's not good anymore, so just forget this.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
I'm going to continue to make music for you guys. You guys are going to bow down to me. Oh, what a creep, man. what a weird guy.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by... who should I do? Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. The best barber in all of the Bay Area over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Here's the deal. If you go to richkbarber.com and you sign up for an appointment, when you sit down in that seat and you hang out with Rich Keeley, tell him I sent you. And he will hook you up with the best haircut of all time, baby.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Live from St. Petersburg, Florida, you are now tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh man, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott recently took a trip to the Houston Zoo with their daughter Stormy, but their visit has some people getting pretty flustered, so let's get into why.
Yeah, she likes to get into it too. Kylie.
Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott visited the Houston Zoo on Sunday with their three-year-old daughter Stormy Webster, but it seems their family outing caused quite the chaos among fellow zoo-goers.
Yeah, when you have one of the most famous females in the world and a pretty famous rapper in Travis Scott, it's not going to be calm at the zoo.
According to the Houston Zoo, the family was enjoying a VIP tour, which frustrated some visitors.
Sorry, go make $700 million and be famous and have a fat ass and you can do whatever you want.
You know, you could say the locals were utterly disappointed with how the
Alrighty, that was not funny.
Whole situation panned out. Houston local Crystal Stemberger told TV station KPRC that she was visiting the zoo with her three-year-old daughter when they were immediately notified that they were unable to ride the carousel with their kid due to Kylie and Travis's VIP status and apparent ability to cut the line.
Oh, get over it, Karen. Oh, you didn't get to go on one ride? No!
She explained, "We're going to the carousel because it's her favorite thing to do. She does."
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Just wait 5 minutes.
Does it every time we're there. She.
Sorry, they got more money than you. They're better than you. Get over it.
Added, "We scanned her ticket. She got in line with maybe two people in or three about to get on the carousel, and then they cleared the entire place out."
Well, they got such fat asses. You got to make room.
Crystal said she tried again later, but the carousel was shut down a second time.
Well, that sucks.
And she said 12 kids were in line the first time, maybe 14 the second time, because it just reopened. She added that it didn't make sense how the children weren't as important as the VIPs, while another local took to Twitter to express their frustration about the whole debacle.
This is more on the zoo than them.
They said, quote,
"It's just easy to hate on Kylie and Travis because you're a lonely woman or whatever, or a lonely man or whatever." I don't know why I said that. But I'm saying, like, no one has the guts to hate on the zoo.
They said, quote, "Kylie and Travis at the Houston Zoo. I guess people can't enjoy the zoo since they had to block it off for them to enjoy."
Oh, true.
However, other people had quite the opposite reaction, like this Twitter user who said that they don't understand why people are so pressed over Kylie and Travis taking over the zoo. They continued to place blame on others who have complained, adding, "You are the reason who made them famous. Now, because of that fame, they have to take extra steps to make sure their daughter is safe."
That's actually a really good point. 856-49 Hoppy, death, Texas, Ryan Hoppy stutter, which for some reason didn't just happen, and Tristan Thompson going back to Khloe potentially.
Thompson wants Khloe Kardashian back.
It is what it is.
While the two are successfully co-parenting their three-year-old daughter, True, a source tells ET True. That Tristan wants to be more than just co-parents.
Oh, but I want to keep banging every girl in Massachusetts. I'm going to have 90 side chicks, but manipulate you because I'm alone inside.
Quote, Tristan is still very flirty with Khloe and tries to get her back. But Khloe's focus is 100% on True right now and showing True that they can co-parent in a healthy way while also ensuring that she always feels very loved and supported. The source adds that Khloe still makes sure to include the 30-year-old basketball player in dinners, outings, and playdates with True so they can have time together as a family.
I don't think there needs to be negativity on anywhere.
Back in June, Khloe and Tristan split after new cheating allegations surfaced against the pro athlete, who was the subject of similar scandals in the past. At the time, a source told ET that the pair is done romantically after Khloe gave Tristan several chances.
When you're on this journey, you have to be really vulnerable, and it's emotional and really, really hard.
The source adds that the constant cheating rumors were hard for Coco to hear, and they ultimately decided to end the relationship for Khloe's mental health.
Oh, but I need to get back with you, Tristan. Oh, what a douchebag Tristan is.
I'm just super happy and content.
Whatever. 856-49 Hoppy. I just don't get why you have to manipulate them. Grab a rebound, Tristan. Do some good basketball playing, whatever that means.
Now moving on to Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan, because apparently he has her dad's approval. Steve Harvey.
Oh, thank God. I mean, honestly, I think if you're dating Steve Harvey's daughter, you probably want his approval because he's kind of masculine and manly and likes a cigar. He's so cool. He's a classy gentleman with the best intro on radio. The problem is I can't play it on here because of copyright, but it goes something like this. Head on, suit on, dress to impress like $1 million because I brag about my wealth because inside I'm a douchebag. It's the Steve Harvey show or however I want.
Harvey did an interview with People Magazine and revealed that this is the first time that he's been happy for Lori in a relationship.
Shots fired at Future and anybody else she banged.
He also shared that he thinks Michael B. Jordan is a good guy, and if he wasn't, he would be sure to get him out of here.
Oh, true. I don't... Nothing like a controlling father. Just what she needs.
Doubt that for a second. Recall Lori was previously linked to Future before she and Michael B. Jordan went public with their relationship.
Voila, magic. Get it? That was his song.
Earlier this year. And now let's head over and check in on Chelsea Handler's love life because...
Why? Gross. I don't care. There's all those rumors that she slept her way to the top at E! Network to get that talk show on. I mean, no, she got it because she's so funny. Oh, yeah. When I think of humor, I think of Chelsea Handler. Ugh.
Now, let's jump into it with Kim Kardashian because sometimes it's tough figuring out what's fake and real, you know?
Now, their body's definitely fake and their personality, so, and their show.
During Kim's appearance on The Ellen Show, the two started talking about Kim's kids, and when a picture of her son, Psalm West, wearing a giant gold chain popped up on the screen, Ellen assumed his bling was fake. But the Skims founder was quick to counter that, saying it was not. Ellen was in disbelief, saying, "Oh my God, it's huge. How can he keep his head up? It's like a wrestler's belt or something. It's not fake." Kim and Ellen went back and forth until she finally believed her. I say, when it comes to Kim K, just believe that all the jewels are real. And moving on here to Kylie.
I've seen her jewel.
Kylie Jenner, because this weekend, the soon-to-be mom posted an Instagram story of a point of view of herself in her car's driver's seat.
I don't care. So, I don't know why everyone recently is talking about the Ray J and Kim sex tape, but supposedly there's rumors that there's another Kim tape out there, and it's just like, oh, what a surprise. Speaking of weird sexual people, Kelly Ripa and an annoying husband of hers.
Everything is settled with love.
I'm Kelly Ripa. Anyone that's ever worked with me hates me, but it's their fault.
Everything is settled with love. Love and sexy time.
Kelly Ripa.
She's a weird one. Like, obviously, I love sex as much as the next person, but, like, to always bring it up, man, I mean, I kind of do, too, so I don't know.
But Mark Consuelos have a solid relationship, and now the 50-year-old TV host is revealing the secret to their long-lasting marriage.
Sex!
On Monday, Mark stepped in for Ryan C.
Can you imagine being their, like, kids? Like, I know all parents have sex or whatever, but, like, can you imagine, like, your parents are just like, yo, we fucked in the kitchen! Weird.
On Monday, Mark stepped in.
It's like some Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. Yeah, I banged your brother's best friend in the kitchen. Wow, that's weird.
In for Ryan Seacrest to co-host her show live with Kelly and Ryan. Mm. And they talked about the HBO series Scenes from a Marriage. While discussing episode 2, Kelly said the marital woes that the couple goes through on the show would never happen in the Consuelos household because Mark has a special way of settling problems.
None of this would ever be happening in the Mark Consuelos household.
I can't listen to that voice. I mean, I know my voice isn't the best either, but... Oh, God, what an annoying... All right, let me see this headline here. Because my life's really short, and I don't know if I want to, like, play this clip. Let's see the headline here. Seth Rogen's Emmy health concerns... Well, I'm concerned if you care about winning an award when we're not alive that long and it doesn't really matter. And in about 20 years after you're dead, it will just be disintegrated into sand. So it doesn't really matter. Amy Schumer's major surgery and Gabrielle Union reflects on the past. I will pass on that. But the ratings were up 17% for the Emmys, but last year, like, nobody watched it, so they went from nobody watching it to some people watching it, and I think it's just because everybody just wants some sort of entertainment, but I don't know, like, I don't know what the point, I've said I don't know a lot. I don't know. Again, I don't know what the point of watching the award shows are. They give us out-of-touch opinions. Help out the countries overseas and donate money and Trump sucks and Biden's amazing and totally doesn't have dementia. Like, there are these asshole celebrities who think they're better than us because they have all money and talent and they have as much time as us on this planet, but they think they're better than us because they're elite and they preach at you. Oh, wow. Riveting TV. Jesus. And then when did Seth Rogen become such a douchebag? I'm concerned about the health protocols at the Emmys. If you're so concerned, why didn't you organize it beforehand? You're one of the most famous actors. I'm sure they'll take your help. But I'm Seth Rogen. I knew nothing about James Franco being a weirdo. And I'm a perfect person. And I lost weight. Oh, God. How long until he's like, I regret the movies I made. They really triggered me. Douchebag. Let's see here. A fight breaks out at an Olivia Rodrigo concert. The most exciting thing to happen at an Olivia Rodrigo concert.
Olivia Rodrigo's first ever live show during last weekend's iHeartRadio Music Festival was memorable to say the least, as she absolutely slayed her performance, but also because a fight broke out between two women in the audience.
I have the exclusive video of the fight at the Olivia Rodrigo concert. Get away from my man! No, you whore! Don't throw that beer on me, you bitch! I want to quit playing that before I get PETA knocking at the door. It's burning hell!
Let's get into it.
Olivia took to the daytime stage at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas over the weekend and absolutely slayed her first ever live show to an audience of this size.
Can you imagine if the celebrity news reporter were to be like, oh, it's an average performance, I've seen better.
But are we even surprised?
Yeah, we are. It's a band.
Liv lit up the stage while rocking out to many of her hits off of Sour while sounding like pure perfection.
All right, whatever. So fans got into a fight there. How long has the show been? Let's see here. An hour and 6 minutes. Well, time flies when you're yelling in a room by yourself. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. We're going to come back and wrap things up right after this.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Luckily, I haven't had to wrap it up because of the pill.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that West Chase Printing is the best printing company in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Go to WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need. Tell DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram, at West Chase Printing on Instagram. Tell them I sent you. And on that nice invoice, they were already going to hook you up with a great deal because West Chase Printing is the best in the Bay. But when you tell them that you heard about it on Hoppy Hour, they're going to hook you up more than you ever thought.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
It was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Now, 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. We're going to wrap this up with the final round. What a creative name to end the show. So, if you don't grow up in Chicago, you don't know the importance importance of Chicago sports. You don't know how much it means to people. And when you watch Chicago sports like the Chicago Bears, when it's really cold outside and there's really nothing to do in the suburbs because it's a massive city, what you do is you watch the Chicago Bears every Sunday during the football season. And 12 years ago, we got Jay Cutler. And he was going to be our savior, man. He was going to win us a Super Bowl and take us to the promised land. And the guy won one playoff game because he was playing an under 500 Seahawks team that shouldn't have been in the playoffs, but their division was bad. And then he choked like the biggest pussy that he is against the Green Bay Packers. But now Jay Cutler's got a podcast and it's all forgotten. And it's all, it's like it never happened. The fact that he sucked in Chicago. I met the guy one time, a complete arrogant ass bag, a complete piece of garbage. Everyone hated him. The media had to pretend that he cared. But now he's become the George Bush of former quarterbacks because everybody's like, oh, I miss George Bush, even though he sucked as the president in the moment. And now it's become this. Jay Cutler went on the Dave Portnoy podcast and said that Bears fans took him for granted and blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, asshole. You gave up. You didn't care. You had no work ethic and everyone hated you. Oh, but because now you got a cool podcast and you're just being a countryman. You're Jay Cutler. You're from Santa Claus, Indiana. Now we're just going to forget that you were a complete asshole. Ugh. I don't know, man. It bothered me. It just makes me mad. It's like, and then like all the like Barstool Sports and Dave Portnoy and all these podcasts are kissing his ass. And I'm like, he sucked. He was not good. At least Tony Romo tried for the Cowboys, but Jay Cutler sucked. Oh, but he's got a douchebag face and he's got funny memes of him smoking because they put it because he's grumpy. But he sucked. But we're just going to forget about the past. What? That made me so mad. I saw that and I was like, you sociopathic, manipulative douchebag. You're just going to forget. And we're supposed to forget that you completely gave up on the city of Chicago and made millions and was one of the most paid, one of the highest paid quarterbacks of all time. And you literally did nothing to earn it. Oh, but statistically, he was the best quarterback the Bears ever had. Oh, wow. We're comparing it to Sid Luckman and all these other players from 70 years ago. Oh, wow. You're the best quarterback the Bears have ever had? Oh, what a good company you're in. It's like saying, I don't have an analogy. I lost it there. This is from a few weeks ago because I wrote down some things I want to talk about. It was funny. I'm in a fantasy football league and I was watching, I don't remember anymore what Disney movie I was watching with my girlfriend. I completely forgot to do the fantasy football league or I forgot to do the draft 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, whatever it was. And it was so funny. Like all these kids, because they're not kids, they're 29-year-old douchebags. From my high school that I'm doing the league with, they all got mad at me. I was like, who cares? We all put down $20 for the fantasy league. If I forget that the draft is going on, you can just, you have a better chance of winning. My auto drafts was so bad. I was like, oh, God. That bothered me. I hate the people that take fantasy football so seriously. Like, I'm in two leagues, one for Bone Fantasy Live on the Bone, 102.5 The Bone, and one with my not friends from high school, acquaintances, whatever those assholes are. But like, oh, you're ruining the integrity of fantasy football. Do you hear yourself? It's not professional football. It's not amateur football. It's not college football. It's not arena football. It's not flag football. It's not tackle football. It's not Canadian Football League. You get the point. It's fantasy football. The word is fantasy. It's not real. You realize that, right? I get a lot of you make good money at your boring 9-to-5 and your life is flying by. And you don't know where it's going and doing fantasy football is an escape. I like fantasy football too. I like the NFL just as much as the next person, but it's just sports, man. It's just sports. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's fun to watch. It's fun to get angry at and rant about, but it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, you're getting mad at players who make more money than you, have banged better looking people than you, because some of them are in the closet, and they're more successful and talented than you can dream of. But how dare you not play well on Sunday? Also, I wrote down, so Hulu might be quite possibly, and I'm not just saying this, the dumbest streaming service in the game. Hulu's cool, though. They got a good selection of shows. So you're saying to me right now, Ryan, how does Hulu suck? How is it the worst streaming platform if you just said you liked it? The content's good. But they have this thing where when they have commercial breaks, if you're not paying for the full service, you'll like, let's say the volume is right here, like the volume's right here, and then during the commercial break, it goes up to here. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. And that just annoyed you, me going like this, and then this. But that's what happens with it. And I go, first of all, it's a complete douchebag move because you watch Hulu before you get laid or go to bed, unless you're at home during a rainy day, or if you're up north in the Midwest when it's snowing out and negative 10 out. But the thing is this. I love these services. Paramount Plus kind of does it, but it doesn't go as loud. Netflix doesn't have commercials. Not yet. What else is there? HBO Max doesn't have commercials. But Hulu does this thing. What is it, girlfriend? Disney Plus doesn't really have commercials, but they're also not that good. But what? What'd you say? Oh, true. You have to buy the premium movies for Disney Plus, she said. But my point is, Hulu has commercial breaks, and they will go incredibly loud. And if I was any company attached to the volume going louder, I would not want that to happen. If it's L'Oreal, I'll never buy that for my girlfriend. If it's Vitamin Water, I'm just coming up with random names. I will never buy your product because you woke me up from my fucking nap, the fucking sex I'm having. Go away. I don't need the volume to go up. That makes me not want your product. You out of touch corporate ass wipes. Nobody wants it to go louder. It's making me not want to buy your product. It's charging. Didn't Obama pass something in like 08, 09, right around the time that you went from rabbit ears to the DTV if you were poor and didn't have cable? And he passed some law where commercials couldn't be louder than the show. And then I think this might be fake news. I can't confirm this. But I think Trump passed something where the commercials were allowed to go louder or something. All right, here's some final things before I end this. Seth Meyers hits Tucker Carlson with a career alternative and a spot-on impersonation. And you know that it says a spot-on impersonation because it's from the Huffington Post. Those leftist ass wipes with no originality. Everybody talks about how Republican Fox News is. Huffington Post, good riddance. But I love these late-night talk show hosts that battle. Like, you got Tucker Carlson. And you got all these people at Fox News battling with the late night talk show host. And Seth Meyers thinks he's so creative, saying, go away, Tucker Carlson. Never come back. He's doing it for attention. He's the Lil Nas X of political TV. If you're talking about him, he's winning. And more people are talking about Tucker Carlson than they've ever talked about Seth Meyers' TV show. No, not Seth Meyers on SNL. People have talked more about Tucker Carlson this year than anyone has ever talked about Seth Meyers. Oh, wow, you got a punchline about the president? Oh, but now you don't make fun of Biden because you got to protect him because you're liberal. Oh, such good TV. Please. Make it stop. So also I see here, this is from the Daily Mail. Inside dog to bounty hunter's intimate wedding to his sixth wife. Oh, man, it sounds like he's just a dandy person to be married to. Also, he's racist. So if you have the mindset to be racist, you're probably not that good of a husband because you're a scumbag leech. So I'm not surprised he's gone through his sixth marriage. But there was an anonymous threat at his wedding to throw paint on the bride's dress. and the guest's tires were slashed. So the people that attended the wedding, all their tires were slashed. And you know the people attending Dog the Bounty Hunter's wedding, you know they probably don't want to be there anyway and they want to get out of there. So when the tires are slashed, they're like, damn it, I just want to leave already. It says here, the wedding was... this is a good typo by the Daily Mail. It's supposed to say the wedding was intimate, but it says inmate. But then again, kind of makes sense for Dog the Bounty Hunter. Filled with 100 of the couple's closest friends and family at a luxurious resort in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Dog is 68 years old, man. He looks like a rough 57. You know what I mean? He wore a black tuxedo but kept his trademark shades on. Oh, wow. Got that small dick energy. Gotta wear my shades. While his wife, Francie, 52, wore a billowing white dress while she paired with sneakers. Oh, that's cool. But drama surrounded the event as Dog, whose real name is Dwayne Chapman, beefed up security after an anonymous threat to throw paint on the wedding gown. Okay. One guest claimed their car tires had been slashed with razor blades. And another said vandals left a pungent odor in the car. Oh, this sounds fun. Many guys suspected it had something to do with the family rift between Dog and his two daughters, Cicely and Bonnie, who weren't invited to the wedding. Dog the Bounty Hunter? Being a deadbeat father? No way, Jose. Jose, tell me it's not true. Dog the Bounty Hunter, who's been married 6 times and has been known to be difficult to work with and looks like a scumbag and is a known racist. You're saying he would be a deadbeat father? Call the presses. His daughters accused him of making racist remarks and cheating on his late wife, Beth. I'm sure he already cheated on his new wife. But then he did that whole thing where he's like, my Beth is dying. I mean, it is sad that she died, but I'm so great to her. Oh, the douchebag. Prince Andrew is served with a sexual assault lawsuit again, but it will be dropped very soon because he's Prince Andrew and the royal family, which I feel like they're just like pretending it's not happening. They're going to cover him. He'll be fine. Sadly, the elite always win. Adam Sandler waves at a crowd of fans in Philly after he's making a sports drama flick. I feel like he could have been the best actor ever because he was amazing in Uncut Gems. But it's like he wants to continue to make those weird movies for Netflix and he's making a sports drama. I hope he lives to be 90 and continues to make good movies. I don't know. I don't care. 856-49-HOPPY. Dallas Cowboys fans pummel Chargers fans in insane brawl. These asswipes make all sport fans look bad. Oh, your team beat my team. Even though you contributed nothing to the field. All right, let me see. I have not listened or watched this audio, but this is audio of the fight. And this is from Grindface TV. Oh, what a reputable source. And the caption is, Cowboy fans, and then it has the facepalm emoji. Cowboy fans are the worst because they haven't been good in about a quarter century, and they were really good before back in the day. Oh, but you got a really cool stadium that Jerry Jones bought for his own ego. Wow, you guys have a lot going for you. Although I do think, but the way Dak Prescott is playing, I mean, he should have been 2-0 so far, but he lost to the Bucs because he was playing Tom Brady. But I do think if there was ever a player that could do something for the Cowboys, it would be Dak Prescott. But the problem is it's the Cowboys. But here is the video of the fans.
Throw him in the water. Throw him in the water.
So this woman comes in between this Cowboys fan and his Chargers fan and is trying to split up the fight.
Oh! Oh!
And the guy shoves the woman and goes on the ground and beats up this guy.
Oh!
It's literally idiocracy that, oh crap, they're fighting!
Oh! Get down! Get down! Get down!
Just a bunch of idiots fighting.
Get out, get out, get down over here!
I don't get the idiots that get all violent when they're drunk. I just want to sit down and be left alone. You see the one guy's ass crack and the other guy's got his like shirt on his head. This is great.
Throw him in the water. Oh!
Throw him in the water. He gets thrown into the water. Oh. Keep it classy, Cowboy fans. You make it so easy to hate you. Next. The Apple iPhone 13. Bigger battery, better camera, and it comes in pink. Wow. Cool. Hopefully my mom will buy me that in a year and a half when my phone dies. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. So I guess Ben Simmons is going to lose a lot of money because he didn't show up to training camp for the Philadelphia 76ers. And all these people want him to be good. All these people are like, he's almost 7 foot tall and he's a point guard and blah, 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 blah. It's like, and if the queen had balls, she'd be the king, as the great Ben Swig says. Like, he's not good. He doesn't want to be good. I mean, he obviously just wants to be a celebrity and bang hot chicks, which is fine. So then retire from basketball and just go on to Bachelor and do it reality TV. You've made like so much money. You don't need to play, but he didn't show up to training camp. And he's losing money by not showing up to camp with the holdout. And he's determined to never play for the 76ers again. I mean, I get it. If I lived in Philadelphia too, I would want to get out. I mean, the city of brotherly love. Douchebags. But I'm just saying, I mean, how do you even come back from that performance he had against the Hawks? Like, that was one of the worst things I've ever seen. I don't know. 856-49-HOPPY. The show is about to end. This is brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever you need, WestchasePrinting.com. This is also brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area. AmirAcademy.com. Amir is the best boxing trainer in all of the Bay Area. TampaBayHotSauce.com, the best hot sauce in all of the Bay Area. Do you see this trend that I am able to manifest the best sponsors? Because I have one the best around me. Alrighty. And RichKBarber.com, Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, is the best, baby. He's so manly and handsome, too. And he gives a good cut. Every single social media platform, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, but Snapchat is Hoppy Radio because they won't let me change the name, which I don't get. RyanHoppyRadio.com. We are on Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible by searching Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. Add me on Facebook, Ryan Hoppy. Hoppy Hour, like it on Facebook. RyanHoppyRadio.com has all the info about this award-winning podcast. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com if you want to syndicate the show. We are heard every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central at ZRadioLive.com and ZRadio Live on the Odyssey app. We are on QuadPod, QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. And that's about it.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
None of this matters.
Oh, damn it!
You're all right.
No, don't worry about me. I fell two stories. I'm fine.
Good.
And like that, he's gone.